The greatest achievement and the greatest pursuit of humanity is discovery. Sit and imagine. Before there was Guyana, there was just empty land and the people who discovered a place they could call home. Centuries later, many of Guyana's wonders remain undiscovered, not just by tourists, but also by us, Guyanese. Guyana's wonders. Maybe you thought it was just diamonds, gold, flora, fauna, or even caichor. What if I told you that there was another treasure? A treasure that opens the door to endless discovery. I'm talking about the little diamonds, which simultaneously inspired nursery rhymes, twinkle, twinkle, and incredible architecture. These diamonds rest in a treasure chest just beyond our reach, the sky. Regardless, humanity has curiously scoured and studied the sky for all of history. That curiosity gave birth to astronomy, the oldest natural science. The impact of astronomy is visible throughout history, especially in ancient civilizations. For many ancient civilizations, their gods lived in the sky, and studying celestial objects was one way to divine the will of the gods. No matter how far apart they were, ancient civilizations were all occupied by the wonders of the sky. This occupation led to the discovery of other planets in the solar system and the establishment of a basis for time measurement. The surviving records of ancient civilizations show that they understood that celestial bodies moved in a fixed and predictable pattern. Evidently, astronomy was more than just a curious obsession. It shaped and impacted the cultures of every society, including those of the indigenous peoples. True archaeoastronomy. I just learned a word there. I had to struggle for pronounce it. It was discovered. Was it archaeoastronomy? And we can get into that in just a bit. Interesting. It was discovered that the Taino people of Antigua created intricate stone arrays to track the movement of celestial bodies. These arrays regulated the organization of all social and economic exchanges between groups and determined how they observed time. The rising of Ursa Major behind two western stones in the array indicated the coming of the hurricane season. Their knowledge of celestial bodies allowed them to also navigate by the stars. Astronomy has enriched the understanding of our own culture, history, and potential. This proves that the application of astronomy in historical studies can help Guyanese develop a clearer picture of our past and deepen our understanding of indigenous culture. Even after the times of early astronomy, the skies and celestial bodies have impacted many aspects of culture. The night sky certainly inspired Van Gogh's Starry Night. The moon and stars have historically been the perfect backdrop for many romantic scenes in art and life, including the Rupununi Music and Arts Festival. Astronomy today is more advanced and technologically driven than ever before. There are professional observatories scattered all over the world using cutting-edge technology to observe and record celestial objects and events. Simultaneously, there are many amateur astronomers simply looking up at the sky as a hobby. Unfortunately, in the developed societies where astronomy is at the technological apex, amateur astronomy is becoming more and more difficult due to increased light pollution. British astronomer Andy Fabian laments that most people are not as aware of the night sky now as they used to be. Even NASA admits that the hard part is finding dark skies that are conveniently located. Guyana may not be as technologically advanced as many developed societies. Some may perceive this negatively. However, for I would strongly argue that because of this, Guyana has immense potential to develop astronomy. It would be ill-advised to quantum leap into the future and talk of grand observatories and monitoring stations. Such a move would ignore the lessons left to us by those curious ancient societies. Great discovery and cultural transformation begins at the grassroots level. Guyana does not have the light pollution problem that many countries do. As such, there are many places where Guyanese can go and engage in amateur astronomy. Observation with the unaided eye is something that cannot happen in big cities around the world. Many outside of Georgetown can do it right from their backyard in Guyana. Open fields all over the nation can become prime location to place a telescope and observe the stars. Guyana is located near the equator, providing a unique vantage point for viewing northern and southern celestial objects. Guyana's art and culture has been shaped largely by colonialism. If we simply reach inside the treasure chest, that is the night sky, we can discover and explore new areas of expression. Maybe the brilliant night sky of the Rupununi savannas might inspire an amazing work of literature. Maybe electric display of stars on a peaceful Essequibo River can inspire a Guyanese painter. Astronomy can help us to rediscover, redefine, and advance our current art and culture. The skies inspired notable sites like the Stonehenge and the pyramids. Aren't you interested to discover what the skies will inspire Guyanese to do? That was an essay by Omari Joseph, who was the winner of the first ever essay competition on how can astronomy positively impact Guyanese culture, hosted by the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. And I have the founder and president here with me right now. We got stars in the studio. And we're going to be talking about the nighttime sky. Well, let me listen to a song real quick. It's one of my favorite songs for this very reason. You're locked on to 98.1 Hot FM. This is Radio Rock and Roll, and congrats to Omari Joseph. That was a real cool piece, and we'll dive into some of the words mentioned in that essay and some of the concepts. And we'll have our first edition of Star Talk. No. Star Gaff here on Radio Rock and Roll. Stay tuned, because just now we're going to be gaffing with Ferlin Pedro, the founder and president of AAAG.
Look at the stars. looking at a planet, watching entropy and pain, and maybe start to wonder how chaos in our lives could pass as sane. I've been thinking about the meaning of resistance, of a hope beyond my own, and suddenly the infinite and penitent begin to look like home. I've been thinking about everyone, you look so empty.
Hours 43. You're locked on to 98.1 Hot FM. This is Radio Rock and Roll, and I would like to invite you and welcome you to the very first edition of Star Gaff here on Radio Rock and Roll. And with me, I have a very special guest, Mr. Ferlin Pedro, the founder and president of the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. Ferlin, what's going on? Welcome.
Hey, Gavin. Thanks a lot for having me here.
This is cool, huh?
This is super cool.
Earlier, I was saying that I couldn't wait. I've been waiting for a long time to have a conversation like this on air.
That's true. That's true.
Because, you know, stuff like this people don't talk about.
They don't.
On such a large scale. And people like you and I don't get the opportunity to talk about it. So here we are with this grand opportunity.
It could be a cosmic plan.
Perhaps it was. It is.
Yeah.
So right away, let's talk about the amateur. No. First, let's talk about you.
Sure.
Was it with you and Stars, Bono?
Well, on this first episode of StarGaff, we could get into a bit about me. So I started with really and truly curiosity in the night sky. I think when I was at the age of 16. And I had the curiosity about what's up there and fundamentally how the things up there worked. And I was drawn to astronomy because it gave me a good introduction of understanding planets and galaxies and stars and the nature of them. And I think really and truly as well, it was also my way of getting away, escaping really the complexity and the state of politics in Guyana. Because when you listen to the news, when you read the newspapers, or you have casual conversations with friends, there's always that political talk, the political discussion. There's never really anything beyond that. So for me, astronomy was a way to get away from all
that. It
was
a great distraction, you know, instead of focusing on all this.
A meaningful one.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been really into what you're doing right now?
Well, I consider it a hobby.
Uh-huh.
And my interest in astronomy as a hobby has been, well, since the year 2016, actually taking pictures of celestial objects, planets, galaxies.
And I've seen
stars.
Some of those pictures, yes. And straight out a National Geographic magazine.
It's real cool.
Yeah, quite a few folks who saw it when I started to post those pictures online on my Facebook page. They thought it was surreal. It can't be real. Where did you get those?
Because here's everybody when they get supermoon with a phone, and you're just seeing this big dot, this little dot with a black, and then there you post something and it's the moon,
right?
As if this is the moon in front of you. You know, you could really see all the craters and the light, how it bounces off it. It's really, really cool, man. And
I'm glad you mentioned the supermoon, because in the year 2015, when Guyana was fortunate enough to witness the supermoon, which was also a blood moon on that night, I had my equipment, my photography equipment, which also included a specialized telescope in photography of these objects. I set that up at my home, invited a few friends. We had some drinks, some snacks, and they invited their friends, and we basically took shots of and observed visually the blood moon as it was unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally took images, posted them on my Facebook within a minute of what I saw, so that I can share it with my friends online who weren't able to see it because they don't have a binoculars, mm-hmm. or they don't have a telescope of their own.
How often does the blood moon happen?
Well, the next one for Guyana will happen actually next year, so
okay.
We'll be looking out for that.
Because, you know, I always been, it can be a dream for sure, because I remember back when I was in Scouts in my early teenage years, we once did a hike around the back of the airport. It was an overnight hike, and on that night, when we stopped to pitch our tents and so, we realized that the moon was blood red.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that was amazing, because there we are in the middle of nowhere, somewhere,
and it
setting up tents, and there is this blood red moon.
Well, that's interesting you brought that up, because coming back to your curiosity about archaeoastronomy, that's really and truly the study of how ancient cultures viewed the heavens and the objects that were above them, stars and the planetary objects, and the moon, of course, the moon and sun, they were very integral in these cultures. They were considered gods. Many indigenous tribes, they themselves had their own version of astronomy, and they did do astronomy really and truly, and astronomy by definition is a scientific study of those celestial objects. And these ancient cultures, the Egyptians all the way to the Amerindians, our own Amerindians in fact, these indigenous groups, they studied the starry skies, and they mapped out their own interesting, very intricate systems of tracking the phases of the moon. When crops would come up, they'd look to the heavens for an answer. So archaeoastronomy is super interesting in that regard.
I'm glad I came across the term, because I have a friend who is an archaeologist, a guy by the name of Andrew Campbell. He works with George Simon, if you've ever heard that name. World-renowned archaeologist and painter, Guyanese, of indigenous heritage. Just a few months ago, after the Rupununi Music and Arts Festival, Andrew and the team went to Rewa, and he went up the Rewa River to Corona Falls, where he was studying a group of petroglyphs.
Wow.
So I gotta introduce him to you, because he is doing, and he's from Maruka.
That would be fantastic.
So he's doing archaeology here in Guyana. One of just a few people that, you know, that
yeah.
Yeah. So I can try and bring him to the star party. I mean, come to the star party in just a bit. Let's talk about the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. Tell us about it.
So I came up with the idea of formulating this group, the Amateur Astronomers of Guyana, Association of Guyana, on the premise that there's no astronomical movement in Guyana. I saw it as lacking, and I saw it as necessary. So I also got a lot of feedback from the general public who were interested in my images that I posted online. And they were interested in astronomy in general, and they wanted to know, is there a club? How can we join? But at that time, I had there was no such thing. However, there was, and there still is, an on-campus astronomy club at the University of Guyana. which is mainly focused on trying to inspire and group like-minded individuals who are interested in astronomy on campus at the University of Guyana. But one thing that was lacking was their public output. So I found an opportunity where I can create this group, this club, and have these individuals who are interested in astronomy to basically come on board and see what astronomy can offer, learn. I have a website. It's aaagy.org, aaagy.org. People can go to that website and see what we're about. We have a free membership form. Anyone can join. There's no cost attached. It's totally free. And we have resources available on our website that will help individuals develop their astronomical interests.
I'm here on the homepage, and right here I can see the May 2018 sky map.
Yes.
so any budding astronomers out there with their little telescope could look for these particular constellations and stuff.
Correct.
That's real cool.
The sky map is there. We have a little widget that gives you the weather for the day. I think it's about a 5-day or 7-day forecast.
Mm-hmm.
So they can see what's up with the weather, because the weather is important to cater for.
And I'm looking at this forecast and I just seeing some black clouds with water on them.
Yeah, it's that time of the year for Guyana. But just to mention about that essay competition where you read a fantastic essay by Omari Joseph, who won our first ever essay competition. Omari is, unfortunately, we couldn't deliver his grand prize, which was a free telescope, to him as yet, because he's presently abroad. But nevertheless, I just want to say that there will be more competitions. So anyone who's interested in astronomy, or who's just interested in culture in Guyana, and they see astronomy as a way of driving that forward, which was one of the purpose of having this essay competition, we can definitely help them out with these competitions, give them an opportunity to have a telescope of their own. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely be doing more competitions, giving out more telescopes and more resources, literature especially. I was actually at School of the Nations earlier today. Mm-hmm. I had a one-hour session with about 80 kids in a forum, and they were totally, you know, fascinated by the entire concept of astronomy and the photography, especially the images that I showed them. So it really got their curiosity going, and that was incredible to see.
And that's really cool, getting the youth involved as well.
Yes.
Because I think one of the reasons astronomy is not such a big thing in any part of the world is because the young people don't have opportunities to experience certain things. Even our own culture and our own music, you know, people so attached to other things because that's what in the face, that's what they're seeing all the time, that's what they're hearing all the time. But people like you can present these opportunities for young people, especially to develop the interest in astronomy and in the stars. I developed an interest for the stars back in 2012. I really get goosebumps now. But 2012 was a very transformational year for me, and the stars played a big role. I didn't get involved in it the way you did, but you know, I started practicing a lot of esoteric stuff and doing a lot of esoteric research. And you and I had some conversations back in the day about stuff like
it.
And it really inspired my way of life. And I think the heavens above, and people pray to wherever it is above, it comes from above. But I think the sky is a source of grand inspiration.
Yeah.
And by looking at stars, we can tap into it, because this curiosity factor in our brains can be used by just looking through a telescope in the sky. You know, it's so amazing. So speaking about looking through telescopes and exploring our curiosity, you've got an upcoming star party coming up. I know it's been delayed a few times, and including this evening and because of the weather.
Yes.
But before we talk about this specific one, tell us, what's a star party and how many have you done so far here in Guyana?
Sure. So I've done two public star parties to date, both of which were held at the seawall, the Georgetown seawall, around the bandstand. And that those both parties were fascinating. The first one I ever did was during the Jupiter, the planets Jupiter and Venus conjunction, when the two planets were approaching each other in close approximation at that time. And I basically took my telescope out and took it to the seawall. I told my friends that I'm gonna just do a public event, and whoever's gonna come, they're gonna come, that's fine, but we're gonna have a good time. So I did that, and the reception was great. It was surprisingly great, actually. And people were curious. People were like, what are you doing there? Mm-hmm. And they came over, and I told them, there's two planets are approaching each other close, and you guys could take a look. I have a telescope here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fascinating. I met a family, a husband and wife and a kid, and they were just telling me how great the work was, and that they wished there were more of this happening, and that they would love to have their kid, you know, grow up in a society where these things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to add additionally that at the same event, there was a young girl who was, I think she was selling some snacks at the side of the seawall, along the seawall. And curiously enough, she stopped by and she was like, is this a telescope? And I'm like, wow, you're the first person to even suggest that this is a telescope from the public, right? And furthermore, she told me what we're observing. And I said, you see those two stars there? Those are what we're looking at. Those are actually planets. And she remarked, oh, are those two the Venus-Jupiter conjunction? I was like, whoa, yes, this is. This mm-hmm. is actually it, yeah. You want to take a look? So it's incredible. I mean, like you said, the opportunity is certainly one component to tap into Guyanese curiosity, and I do believe that Guyanese are curious. They just need those opportunities to be presented to them mm-hmm. in a similar manner as music and politics mm-hmm. and media and all of these things.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, I know you've done star parties only in Georgetown so far.
Right.
Have you ever been into the interior with your telescope?
Not yet, but you know, that's a dream to
all right,
pursue.
So by the powers vested in me, as one of the organizers of the Rupununi Music and Arts yeah. Festival, I would now like to officially add a star party to next year's festival.
That sounds great. I say let's do it.
The dates are February 15 to 17. It's at Monari Ranch in just outside of Lethem. And I remember the first time this year, 2 years ago, when I went to the first, the second edition of the festival to perform for the first time, it was absolutely amazing. It was my first time yeah. in the Rupununi. And, you know, here at night, you see your stars and stuff.
Yeah.
But there,
it's incredible.
I can't yeah. even describe it, but it was just the sky as vast from corner to corner.
It was lit.
Littered with stars. I mean, littered
yeah.
with stars. Littered with stars. Hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of stars.
Yep.
Just dear and bright as ever.
Bright as ever.
And that's, we were talking about the light pollution factor.
Oh my God.
And indeed, of course, when all the lights are on at night, so yeah. that's taking up the space in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. hiding the light of the stars.
Right.
And in future editions of StarGaff, we can get into some real technical bits
sounds
of
good.
Astronomy, you know? So next year, put it down on your calendar, real thing. February 15 to 17 at the Rupununi Music and Arts Festival.
Sounds great.
I think it might be the first ever.
Could be.
We will invite, and here we are now creating opportunities for the youth in the Rupununi to come and experience stargazing. And even the elder, because I'm sure a lot of folks have never looked through a telescope before. I did it just once the last time
yeah.
you had it on the yeah. Seawall.
Mm-hmm.
So, whoa, I'm excited about it.
I just want to add two things. First, regarding light pollution yeah. situation, I think the light pollution situation in Guyana can definitely be controlled.
Blackout 3, it's controlled already.
I think that's definitely the institutional side of controlling it, for sure. But we can do more in terms of the highway lights. There are specialized lights which are designed for not contributing to that sky glow, which is typical in any light polluted cities. I think for our government that's going towards a green initiative, a green society, should consider installing those types of lights to avoid polluting the beauty of the night sky.
Mm-hmm,
Secondly, actually, I'm going to be writing a letter, a public letter to the editor to deal and address that more. So that's something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, coming back to the star party. So yes, we had to cancel twice so far. Tomorrow we have a schedule from 5 to 8 p.m. If the weather is permitted, if it's friendly, we'll definitely proceed, at least for observing the moon,
mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, by itself an experience. If tomorrow does not present good conditions, we'll definitely push it over to Sunday evening, which seems to be favorable based on the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just those two things.
So I saw in one of your comments, this is one case where the sky is the limit.
Yeah, we can't do anything about this one.
All right, so we've talked about yourself. We've talked about the AAAP, that's the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. We've talked about the essay competition that you guys hosted just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about star parties. I know that the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana is relatively young.
Yes.
But what are your long-term goals?
So the long-term goal for the as a club is to basically bring on board curious minds of all ages. I have a few folks. Well, predominantly they're young people in their late teens, some of them in their mid-20s. But I do have a few elderly folks in their 60s who are signed up formally, come on board and give support. The long-term goal is to build that community, that local astronomy community. And as Omari Joseph wrote in his letter, we're hoping to change the Guyanese culture, to shift it into a more curious, intellectually driven culture. And I think astronomy can take us there, and outside of the ethnic divide, outside of the convoluted political sphere, and more into some clarity and substance.
Awesome. So big dreams, dreams as wide as the sky. It's a lot to take in. We have so much more to talk about, and we will continue that on next episode of StarGaff. Ferlin, any last words?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, one of the interesting things about our national motto is, you know, it's one people, one destiny, one nation. I would just like to add that we can also say one sky. One people, one nation, one destiny under one sky.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Awesome. I want to keep talking about this guy.
Next episode.
How often can these episodes happen, Ferlin? Because I know you're in and out.
I'm currently abroad, so I can definitely arrange with you. I guess we can do an online.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yep. Let's do that.
Cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the very first edition of Star Gaff here on. Here was his Star Gaff. Here on Radio Rock and Roll Guyana, live. Yes, we on. Thanks so much to Ferlin from the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. Look out for the star party at the seawall. Hopefully it will be tomorrow evening between 5 and 8 p.m. if the weather permits. If not, we'll try it for Sunday. Check them out on Facebook at Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. I just shared the link. I shared the event. So check it out. Also check out their website. And once you're interested in the stars, sign up. Membership is free, and you get a whole lot of information and updates with regards to events right here in Guyana. Go to aaagy.org. That's AAAGY.org. AAAGY.org to learn more about the Amateur Astronomers Association of Guyana. Stay tuned for more. This is Radio Rock and Roll. Check out this next song by Orange Sky out of Trinidad and Tobago with Beautiful Day.
I might have told you. that I wished upon a star. How many nights we were so lonely, and now, baby, here we are. The clock is ticking as I stand spitting at the world. At the world. Milky Way in the twilight of my mind. This love is the pain that may follow us, the dark cloud that may follow us through the corridor of time. Today is such a beautiful day that I'm not inclined to find a word to say. Today is such a beautiful day.
blindness meets and corrupts.